The Government Accountability Office has been concerned about DHS from day one, literally. At the agency's very inception in 2003, GAO put the department on its high-risk list. Comptroller General Gene Dodaro says GAO knew it would be a serious management challenge to integrate almost two dozen agencies under a brand new umbrella.
They inherited the 22 departments. A lot of them had their own definitions and requirements and systems and methods. And so while it presented an opportunity to start fresh, it also presented a challenge because you did inherit a lot of the problems and concerns.
Dodaro testifying today before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. GAO has released more than 1,000 reports on DHS since then, and today's report is a summary of the progress so far toward a well-organized, well-managed department.
A lot of progress has been made since 9/11. That's clearly been demonstrated. But there's work remaining to address gaps and weaknesses that will enable DHS to reach its full potential.
Dodaro says GAO has made about 1,500 recommendations to DHS over the years. About half of them have been implemented so far.
I think there were synergies to be gained, and I think they're beginning to gel and develop as they over time. And so the benefits of putting those agencies together are becoming clear. With regard to the progress, I'd say that the department, in our view, and this is reflected in our report, in the mission areas, they've made considerable progress. The management areas that underpin some of the developments really need additional work to be implemented properly to help the missions.
Dodaro's office breaks DHS's main challenges into three themes: strategically managing its risks, coordinating the various activities of the government's homeland security functions, and integrating the department's management functions. GAO says DHS has improved its management and has plans that should improve it even further, but the report expresses concerns about ongoing weaknesses in its procurement and financial management programs. Maine Senator Susan Collins, the committee's ranking member, read a long list of major acquisition programs at DHS that have gone awry, from the Coast Guard's Ship Modernization Program to the SBI Net Border Security Program to the department's two failed attempts to build integrated financial management systems.
What is the department doing to better define requirements up front, which is one of the major problems, to ensure real-world testing and evaluation, and to ensure that we don't have these string of failures continue into the future?
Jean Hall Lute, the department's deputy secretary, says procurement has been getting a lot of attention lately. She says DHS is working to develop better defined requirements through joint requirements boards. She says they're also working on a new system of cost estimates.
That has often bedeviled procurements at every stage, not only the acquisition of items in particular, but the sustainability costs, which are intrinsic to understanding the life cycle of those acquisitions as well. And we've taken a number of steps to strengthen our procurement workforce. You're very familiar with these, establishing a department-wide acquisition training program under our head of procurement. Importantly in this regard is the intersection of the operators with the procurers. It makes absolutely no sense to go down a long, tortured path of procurement without having an operator sensibility introduced every step of the way. Do we know what we need? Are we considering alternatives for what operationally works? And then are we testing it in an operational environment? All of these are areas where we have made strong improvements and will continue to do so.
GAO also says the department's lack of an integrated financial management system is a liability and hurts its ability to make informed decisions. The department has made two major efforts to consolidate the financial management systems of its various components. The latest one ended this summer when it canceled a program called TASC. Raphael Boris, DHS's Undersecretary for Management, tells Federal News Radio the department will stop chasing a one-size-fits-all solution, at least for now.
Looking back, we were too ambitious, the department, in looking for a single solution. However, we've got several components, like CBP, for example, which actually have good financial systems. So there certainly is no reason, from my mind, and certainly from an industry standpoint, to invest any money to build a new system that would supplant what CBP has in place. So what's my focus? It's where do we have the greatest need? And we've looked at our components. We've done a health assessment of our financial systems that are at or near a breaking point. In other words, we're going to quickly reach a point where it's either we're going to have system failure, perhaps hardware failure, or the systems themselves just can't provide the information that we need.
Bora says FEMA will most likely be the first on the list as DHS looks to modernize the systems that are the most critically outdated. On the plus side of the ledger, GAO says DHS has made major accomplishments in its operations. Those include implementing the secure flight program, deploying screeners to 460 airports, a biometric entry system for visa holders, more resources at ports and borders, and a new emphasis on cybersecurity. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, speaking at a Center for Strategic and International Studies event earlier in the morning, said the department has sometimes had to learn how to improve its operations through failures, like the failure to intercept the 2009 Christmas Day bomber before he boarded a plane in Amsterdam.
It turned out that there was information about him that CBP had on this side of the ocean that TSA did not have on that side of the ocean, because the TSA databases and the CBP databases were not linked to each other. That is no longer the case. We are able now at airports that are last points of departure to do a lot of work before a passenger even gets to the airport for pre-screening of that passenger.
And even though there's still work to do, Napolitano says DHS has successfully built the foundation for a single Homeland Security enterprise.
We have, I think, successfully protected the country over the past 10 years as a result of a lot of hard work, commitment, and involvement from those of you in this audience and those of you across the country. So thanks are owed, but commitment needs to be renewed. The threats have not gone away. They continue to grow. They continue to evolve. Our work becomes more and more essential every day.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.